Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research Extension Report, and we have Rebecca McFarland today, who is the District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent. Good morning.
Good morning, Judy.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we actually have a position that's open currently, and that's our 4-H Youth Development Program Manager position out of the Garnett office. So Jeanette Steinbaugh, who is our current program manager, is retiring February 1st. And so we've appreciated the energy, the effort, the time that Jeanette has committed to this position. And then we are just really excited about bringing someone else on board. I know that you hear Jessica quite often, and then you'll also hear from our 4-H program managers. But our 4-H program manager position really is the one that coordinates the program locally. So they will coordinate the Anderson County 4-H program. And that includes our traditional 4-H programs, such as the clubs, you know, being a member of the community clubs. But also, we really have had the opportunity to expand the reach through our 3 program manager positions. And so you'll also have the opportunity to go into the schools, work with libraries. They provide some summer camps, some summer day camps as well. And so a lot of opportunities to work with youth, especially in the Anderson County area, but really throughout the district, because, again, we serve the entire district. So, again, they'll coordinate and manage the 4-H clubs and youth programs, events and activities. Those are not only, again, county or district-wide, but also some may be regional or more on the state level as well. And then, again, really work in the schools, the libraries, doing the school enrichment programs, after-school programs. It might be some specialized pilot youth programs. So Jessica and her team are really creative and innovative and come up with new ideas to reach our youth. And, you know, we've been a part of those youth entrepreneurship challenges throughout the last few years. And so looking really at entrepreneurship as well as workforce development too. So some of the qualifications or requirements to apply for this position, we want you to have experience in a youth development organization. So that could be as a member, maybe as a volunteer, a leader, a paid staff member, or some combination of those. Also, of course, the ability to communicate effectively, both verbally and in writing. And then leadership skills as evidenced by working with individual groups or coworkers. Also, ability to utilize, of course, electronic communication and computer applications. And again, we really encourage anyone who may be interested in this position. We do prefer a bachelor's degree, but again, that's not required. It's a preference. We really want you to have, again, that experience working with youth or in a youth development organization. A really great position, and you get paid holiday and sick leave as well. There's health insurance and retirement as well. The working hours are outside of maybe the 8 to 5, but we allow for some flexibility there. We call it professional scheduling. So if you're working a couple nights a week, we don't expect you to be at the office 8 to 5 every day. I would just encourage anyone who has any questions, wants to inquire about the position, to give me a call. You can call 785-229-3520. Also, I would encourage you to reach out to Jessica Florey, our 4-H Youth Development Agent, because she can really provide more information about that position as she supervises our 4-H program managers. And again, her number is 785-229-3520.
Thank you, Rebecca. Hopefully you have sparked someone's interest. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for the Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.